You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. The headlines this week. Culture Secretary Jeremy Hunt accepts a proposal by News Corporation to spin off Sky News under an independent company as part of its takeover bid for B Sky B. The biggest selling regional daily newspaper in the UK, The Express and Star, announces plans to put some of its online content behind a paywall. And freelance journalist Hardeep Singh speaks to us about fighting the libel case brought against him by an Indian national, which has been thrown out by the High Court. It's Friday the 4th of March. I'm Rachel McCarthy, and here are the top news stories this week from journalism.co.uk. The Culture Secretary Jeremy Hunt has accepted a proposal by News Corporation to spin off Sky News under an independent company called NewCo as an undertaking in its takeover bid for B Sky B. According to the Department for Culture, Olympics, Media and Sport, a consultation has now been launched over News Corporation's takeover proposals. Following this, if Hunt still feels that the proposal to spin off Sky News will sufficiently address concerns over media plurality, then the merger will not be referred to the Competition Commission, as originally recommended by Ofcom. The proposal would leave News Corporation with a 39.1% stake in NewCo, with the rest of the shares distributed among existing shareholders of B Sky B, in line with their shareholdings. The proposal was declared a whitewash by opponents, including the National Union of Journalists, which criticised Hunt's acceptance of the plans. The UK's biggest selling regional daily newspaper, The Express and Star, is planning to put some of its online content behind a paywall, it announced this week, with the launch of a new premium website. The West Midlands title will continue to publish edited highlights of the day's breaking news on the front page of the site, which will remain free, but other content will no longer be freely accessible. Speaking to journalism.co.uk, Deputy Editor Keith Harrison said that the new digital offering was a way of rewarding loyal readers and would launch in a couple of months. The premium part of the site will not be sold to readers separately, but will be offered as part of a bundled print and online subscription. British freelance journalist Hardeep Singh has said he will go to India in an attempt to claim back some of nearly £100,000 in legal costs, which he's incurred as a result of fighting a libel case thrown out by the High Court. Singh said he must now go through the Indian courts because the man who sued him for libel has no UK assets. Speaking to journalism.co.uk, Singh said he expects the case to continue for more than 10 years.
It's a very difficult thing to stand up for what you believe is true, especially with the stifling effects of libel laws. But in terms of do I regret it, the answer is probably no, because I believed in what I wrote in, and it was non-justiciable anyway. But if I'd recommend to someone else to fight libel, the answer would probably be no, don't do it.
Because of the cost and the personal... the human effect of libel, it's hugely stressful, it's highly expensive, and it pretty much puts your life on hold.
Only The Sun and The Daily Star escaped significant readership declines across the UK national press in 2010, according to the National Readership Survey this week. The Sun remained the UK's most popular national title, with an estimated readership of 7.72 million. Estimated readership for The Star remained the same at 1.57 million. The Independent led declines across the rest of the UK's national newspapers, suffering a 21% year-on-year decrease. Nearly three-quarters of national news journalists are men, according to new research commissioned by the Women in Journalism Group. The report, A Gendered Press, was released to mark the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day. It was conducted by Echo Research, which surveyed the top 28 national newspapers by circulation size. Rowena Davis, a committee member of Women in Journalism who led the research, outlines the main findings.
Three-quarters of all news journalists are men, whilst women make up just one-third of journalists covering business and politics, and just 3% of sports journalists are women. I think the really important point to note here is that the media's role is to shine a light in dark corners of our public life in order to make things better and improve things and hold people accountable and encourage scrutiny, and that light should also be shined on the newspapers themselves. And I think that that's what this research does, and that's really important. And I believe as well that it raises two really important questions. One is about meritocracy in our newsrooms, because we know that there's a lot of female talent out there, so why aren't they getting into the offices and why aren't they moving up? And the second question it raises is about the content of our news. Does who write the news influence what we're reading? And if it does, because women do have very different experiences and perspectives